Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. I'm doing this Azure Friday alone because I've got a couple of cool tips that I wanted to share with you. These are just things that I've discovered that made me happy while working with Azure, so I didn't necessarily need someone to join me. So in Azure, when we're doing platform as a service, when we're doing web apps, we're using IIS as the web server. And there are different ways for different languages to plug into IIS. There's things like ISAPI and there's native modules and plugins, but IIS 7 and newer versions of IIS have an extensibility that is greater than previous versions of IIS. And a new piece of extensibility was created to plug new languages and new websites into Azure called the HTTP Platform Handler. And if you go up to the Azure blog, you can see here, February 4th, they were announcing the release of HTTP Platform Handler for IIS 8+. Okay, so this is IIS 8 and 8.5. And this is used by Azure websites. You can see here, used by Azure websites to host Java. And you can now use this module to host Java. And here's the point, and other processes on local IIS installations. It's not specific to Java. What this is a kind of a reverse proxy that will manage processes that you're going to be communicating over HTTP with, and it's going to proxy the requests over to those processes. So this means you can use this to plug in Ruby or Node or Jetty or Tomcat or whatever makes you happy. Again, we're using this for Java. Okay, now this looks scary initially and it's complicated, but I'm going to show you the example that I did where I went and plugged in F#. And one other thing to point out is that it's been available and working and in production in Azure for a while, but you can go and download HTTP Platform Handler for your local IIS 8 and 8.5 installations. And this is good stuff. So I wanted to run things like Ruby on Rails and F# using a thing called Suave. And the thing that was significant was that I wanted to be able to start up a process, let me see if I can show you this, on a particular port and then have IIS manage the processes for it. So rather than looking at that kind of complicated bit of configuration, I'll show you the simplest possible thing we can do here. All right, so I've got a web config. I plug in that handler, that HTTP platform handler, okay? And then I have the platform call, in this case, Rails, on a certain port. You see that port right there, HTTP platform port. That is an environment variable that is being set by IIS when this process starts up, telling it which port to listen on. So there'll be a number for a port, 12345, or some high-level port. So then when traffic comes in on port 80, it's going to go and start that process up as a child of that IIS worker process and then proxy that traffic. So in this case here, does IIS know that we're talking to Ruby and Rails? Doesn't care. Doesn't matter. Okay? So can we do the same thing with another language like F#? Because right now we don't have native F# support for IIS. So I went and plugged in this thing called Suave. If you go to suave.io, this is a web development library that does a lightweight web server for F#. It will listen on a port, so there's no reason that we can't plug it into Azure in the same way. And here is a Suave test on Azure. And I've got this running on Azure web apps. And I went and put it on GitHub so I can do Git deployments of these applications. I can do this with Ruby, I can do this with F#, I can do this with Java, whatever makes me happy. So if we look at the GitHub here, you see the web config. I'm going to click on that web config. Real basic. Okay. Now I'm just to be careful, I'm removing the HTTP platform handler and then adding it back again to put in, you know, it exactly the way I want it. That probably isn't necessary. But again, we just say HTTP platform and then the process path that we want. Now notice that it's under www root packages, and then from there. That's because I used NuGet in this example on the server side to bring in the thing that I wanted. So you can do this any way you want. It could be in the bin folder. So it would be www root/bin. But I brought in with NuGet, so it's underneath packages. And then there's again that HTTP platform port environment variable. And I'm telling, in this case, this fake application, this is an F# make tool, to go and call this web server script and then pass in the port. This means that you can create whatever processes you want using whatever languages you want to listen on a port and then put that behind IIS, and then IIS will handle the process management. So if that gets knocked over, IIS will start it back up again. If you wanted to have a pool of those on different ports, IIS can handle that as well. And then because it is a child of IIS, you could pass in additional environment variables as well. And this web config, now most people think about web config, they think about ASP.NET. Web config is really an IIS thing. So here we've got, whether it be a Rails or an F# application, a web config that's sitting alongside it. And then as long as that's in the folder, then everything works as appropriate. And IIS, in this case, will start that up. So if I go and hit that Suave test on Azure, and then I'm going to hit the sidecar website, the Kudu website, at the same location.scm, okay? I'm going to click on the Process Explorer, and there's fake, you see? So here is the site that we're looking at right now, this is what I call the sidecar site. This is the source control management site, the Kudu site. But there is IIS, right, the W3WP worker process, and then as a child of it, whatever process you want. So what HTTP Platform Handler provides you is that process management. It also means that you can use IIS authentication and caching and static file serving and all the things that IIS is good for, as well as process management and things like that. And then from here, I can certainly click on properties if I wanted to and modules, and you can see in here what got loaded. You can see F#, the F# numerics libraries, and fake and things like that. So you know that this is really, really happening. So again, that is called the HTTP Platform Handler. It is available to you in Azure, and if you know enough about Azure, things like setting up your web config and deployments, Kudu, and all of these things you can watch and explore on other episodes of Azure Friday. You can do pretty much anything you want to, and you'll find that web apps in Azure are not limited to PHP, Python, Java, ASP.NET. You can do lots of great stuff. And we're learning all about those things here on Azure Friday.